Here's the Marketplace Index for Friday the 16th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average didn't move much, about 2 points, to 11,866. S&P 500 up 3 points, 0.3% for the week. The S&P 500 fell 2.9%. NASDAQ Composite Index up 14 points, 0.6%. The yield on the government's 10-year Treasury is down to 1.85%. For financial markets, it was a bit like a promise someone won't poke you in the eye after all. News: there will be no government shutdown as Republicans and Democrats continue to go at it over just how to keep the payroll tax from spiking back up over New Year's. As part of the deal, the Obama administration backed off its push for a surtax on millionaires to pay for more of the payroll tax holiday. Options for paying for it include new fees for banks that deal with mortgage intermediaries Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And there's still talk of cutting a tax break for corporate jets. Karen Shaw Petru, managing partner of Federal Financial Analytics in Washington, says it's nice there's no government shutdown, but it's not a cause for celebration.
We keep going through this is what investors worry about, not that we managed somehow to pretend we're governing ourselves. It's the brinksmanship that's distressing the markets, not the fact that this time nobody pulled the trigger.
But the fight does go on about extending the payroll tax holiday for many workers past New Year's, maybe to the beginning of March. If that goes away, if the holiday goes away, if the payroll taxes pop back up, I know families will notice it. Do you think the wider economy will notice it?
Yes, I do. The U.S. economy is beginning to show signs of strength, and that's against tremendous headwinds, the European Union nonstop crisis being the most important of those, but also the need for consumer confidence for spending and taking some of the capacity to spend or to keep one's head above water, particularly in the unemployment area, takes air out of the tires. Will it take it all out? I don't think so. But this is not a good time to be banging along on the treads.
Now, Karen, I know you're especially bitter about the talk about ending the tax break on corporate jets to pay for some of this.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, does that bring in much?
I don't know. I don't know what the number is. Other than vengeance, I don't know where the numbers add up. But, you know, it makes everybody feel better. So what the heck?
Karen Shaw Petru at Federal Financial Analytics. It was like a big Broadway opening where only half the seats are sold. Today was the grand premiere for stock in the Facebook game company Zynga. These sorts of launches used to go through the roof on the first day, but not today. Zynga shares hovered around their opening prices and then closed down 5% today. Time for the Daily Pulse, our take on the health of the U.S. economy. We were talking about no shutdown for the federal government there. The Pulse is up today on news of something else we don't have to worry about over the holidays: inflation. Today, the Labor Department said falling energy prices kept the consumer price index flat in November. We actually spent a bit more on food, clothes, and doctor bills last month, but falling oil prices helped, a trend caused in part by the threat of recession in Europe. Low inflation also might give the Federal Reserve more wiggle room to keep interest rates nice and low. For the prognosis on prices and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, you can go to the website marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index. On APM, American Public Media.